So imagine you just moved to the Five Points area, and as an avid runner, decided to take a jog. You discover what seems to be a cool trail through the woods. Suddenly, you almost quite literally run into some cages. And inside are bears. What is this place?
In our mantra is native Georgia, non-releasable. That means they cannot live on their own in the wild.
This is Bear Hollow Zoo, and that's Clint Murphy, the park coordinator. He's been working here for 7.5 years.
We're not a rehab facility. We're not a sanctuary per se. These animals can no longer survive in the wild. So this is their end home. So their jobs have been changed from whatever they do in the wild, whether it's a pest control like a hawk or snake, or is it a cleanup crew like a possum. You know, now they're wildlife ambassadors, not only for their species, but for their environment.
I asked Clint, why do we need wildlife ambassadors?
There's an enormous amount of people in Athens-Clarke County that are unable to get out of Athens-Clarke County for whatever that reason might be. We are one of the poorest counties in Georgia. And you can only learn so much from a book, only so much from the internet, only so much from Steve Irwin. But by making a connection, you have an experience, and that experience stays with you. You'll remember something from your childhood that was an experience.
So guys, what kind of adaptations do you think that Otterbee might have?
Waterproof.
Yeah, kind of waterproof. He has an oil gland just like the ducks that help to keep his fur waterproof.
Otterbee!
He is being a show-off.
That's Jen Benewitt. She's the program specialist at Bear Hollow Zoo, and she's currently running a tour for elementary schoolers.
So river otters live in wetland habitats, just like our mallard duck. So living in the wetlands, what do you think he might like to eat? What do you think he likes to eat, guys?
There are some people who think that zoos are places where animals are kept in conditions that are not ideal, and that they should be free or something along those lines.
This is Chris Sparnicht. He's an assistant zookeeper at Bear Hollow Zoo.
But the fact is, those animals would die if we didn't take care of them. And in most respects, it's likely that humans were the reasons why the animals had the problems they had in the first place.
We have Yona and Athena. They're about 7 years old. They were orphaned in the wild. And then DJ's about 11. And his mom was actually poached. So that's why they're here.
It's clear that Bear Hollow Zoo does a lot for the animals. But in terms of people, who is it for?
Everybody. Athens-Clarke County comes out here by the droves. There are people that line this park in the neighborhood that they really honestly believe, and with good reason, that it's their park, and it is. But we also have an enormous amount of out-of-town people, as well as a large percentage of people from out of the country. And being a free zoo, this is a great place.
Things are always happening at the zoo. During both interviews with Clint and Chris, they got calls in on their walkie-talkie about animal issues that needed immediate attention.
Courtney in the corner.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Chris to Clint, do I need to move?
We got a few minutes before he's fully down.
Roger.
While I was having an interview with Chris, they were preparing to conduct a bear examination. But before they could start, they had to knock out the bear with a tranquilizer dart in order for the examination to be conducted safely.
Once we get him kind of tied up and drag him out, do you have a count on how many darts that are down there?
There's three.
10-4, we'll make sure that we get all three before we drag.
I asked Clint one last question before we finished. What does the future of zoos look like?
What the future of the zoos look like? You can go and Google it. And I'm going to have to say it looks a lot like Bear Hollow.
For WUGA, I'm Kara Pemberton. To listen back to this and other stories, visit us at our website, wuga.org.